Hi, this is Joe Castellano. Welcome to the Inside China Basin Baseball Podcast on the sportsvirus.com, featuring players like all-star catcher Buster Posey.
It's about, you know, just going out and trying to have passion for the game that I've loved since I was a kid.
And San Francisco Chronicle columnist John Shea is our regular guest, too.
Bumgarner, he's a god, isn't he? He does all these things that no other humans do.
Inside China Basin is brought to you by Sun First Solar. Others promise the moon, they deliver the sun. We're also brought to you by Rose's Cafe, a favorite in the Cow Hollow neighborhood of San Francisco for the past 20 years. Today, our special guest from AT&T Park in San Francisco, Mets first baseman Lucas Duda. Lucas, do you feel like this season you're kind of getting back to where you were a couple, 3 years ago, you know, the power numbers and just, you know, feeling healthy again?
Yeah, I think so. I think, you know, the main thing is health. You know, if I'm able to stay on the field and be healthy, I feel like I can produce.
Watching that game on Friday, it seemed like everybody had it going against the Giants. How much confidence does that give just the entire team when you guys have a game like that?
Yeah, I mean, it definitely does. You know, we went through a bit of a rough spot there with Washington and L.A., you know, and it seems like things are kind of turn around a bit. So, you know, we'll take a win any way we can get it.
It doesn't look like you adjust your swing at all for the ballpark. This is not the easiest one to hit it out. Yeah, you hit a home run. It looked like the other one was even a home run. It was debatable, and they were debating it for a long time. So, you know, is that a factor as far as the ballpark? Do you adjust anything in your swing?
No, I don't think so. You know, you just kind of, you know, just your swing is your swing. You know, I don't think it's going to be, you know, adjusted to a ballpark or a specific pitcher or anything like that. But, you know, it's a big park, plays big, and, you know, there'll be doubles instead of home runs, you know, so.
Every team goes through injuries, but you guys have just been hammered with them. So how do you guys deal with it? I mean, and just keep the spirits up throughout a season like this, where it just seems like it's been one thing after another with injuries.
Yeah, you know, it's definitely tough, but you can't really consume yourself with you know, who's not here. You know, we got a great group of guys here. We got a great team, and, you know, hopefully we continue to play well.
Cespedes is hitting the ball like crazy, and he's got tremendous power. How much do you guys share information? Do you at all? You know, what do you guys talk about when you get a chance?
Yeah, you know, it's usually most of the left-handed hitters, you know, because they kind of approach it the same way. And, you know, guys like Jay Bruce and Curtis Granderson and Mike Conforto, we're pretty much in the same ballpark as far as, you know, hitters and what type of guys we are. So, you know, with Granderson leading off and you know, Jay Bruce batting fourth. It's kind of like I have two at-bats already to go off. So, you know, I kind of intently stay focused on what they do and how they're pitched. And, you know, Granny's unbelievable coming in the dugout, whether it's a hit, home run, strikeout, whatever it is, coming back to the information and feeding us information about the specific pitch or pitcher.
We'll have more with Mets first baseman Lucas Duda right after this. We all know that solar systems make financial sense and environmental sense, and when it comes to choosing the best installation crew in the business, Sun First Solar should be your first choice. Sun First Solar has provided solar excellence since 1984. They are SunPower Elite Commercial and Elite Residential installers with a reputation for technical excellence, innovative design, fair pricing, excellent customer service, and end-to-end quality and competence. Sun First Solar is a family business devoted to treating their employees, customers, the community, and the environment with respect, and they are devoted to renewable energy and sustainability throughout the Bay Area. There is no roof or project that is too complicated. Sun First has successfully installed solar on Spanish tile roofs, metal roofs, and very steep roofs. They also have extensive experience in solar ground mounts and solar pool heating. Competitive pricing, expert consultation, and the best warranty. Go local and get your SunPower solar system from Sun First Solar today. Call Sun First Solar at 415-458-5870. That's 415-458-5870. You guys don't get to play the Giants that often, you know, come out here for a series. Who are some of the guys on that team that you respect? I mean, from afar, you've seen them. Of course, you guys played them in the playoffs last year, but they've had a lot of success over the years, and now they're struggling.
Yeah, I mean, I think their whole team. They're a gritty ball club. They're hard-nosed. They play well. They play hard. They're managed well. So, you know, like I said, that's a tough ball club, and, you know, happy to get the win last night, and hopefully you can, you know, pull two more out.
What about coming to San Francisco? Do you enjoy it? I mean, some players don't have a great time with it because it gets chilly here a lot of times in the summer. Do you enjoy coming to San Francisco for a three-game series?
Sure, yeah. I mean, as far as the city goes, I like the city a lot. Great fans here. It's always packed. Great food. Yeah, I enjoy it. And you get to see my family and friends and stuff, so that's always a positive. But, yeah, like I said, great ballpark and great fan base, so it's always fun to play here.
We'll continue the conversation from the Mets clubhouse with Lucas Duda right after this.
Right about the time when AT&T Park had groundbreaking ceremonies in the late 90s, San Francisco was celebrating the opening of Roses Cafe at 2298 Union Street. Now, 20 years later, Roses continues to provide a warm, friendly atmosphere, and you can still count on great food. Italian fare created using organic local produce, fresh seafood, humanely raised meats, and free-range poultry. Roses bakes all of their own pastries and bread. Open 7 days a week, they serve breakfast, lunch, dinner, and brunch on Saturday and Sunday. Check out their menu and hours at www.rosescafesf.com. The next time you're driving to or from AT&T Park, stop by Roses Cafe in Cal Hollow at 2298 Union Street in San Francisco.
As a fellow Trojan, I wanted to ask you about USC, just the experience and what that means to you to this day, you know, to become a major leaguer after coming through there and playing at Dado Field.
Yeah, it's definitely, you know, extremely fun to play there at SC. You know, it was great getting an education there. But, you know, I like where I'm at right now, you know, so you can reminisce and, you know, it was a great, fun time, but, you know, it's better to be here. So.
Well, that's true. Is there something special about when you run into, you know, Trojans or, you know, people who played there? Maybe not just teammates, just people who went to school there when you were going there.
Yeah, I get it a lot, actually. You know, I hear a lot of fight-ons and, you know, things like that. So it's always nice to hear that. And it's, you know, it's just a kind of a cool thing that you can kind of go back and kind of have this you know, brotherhood, I guess you'd say. Yeah, it's definitely a cool thing, so I always enjoy it.
Well, there's always a focus on the football team, but you know what? The baseball team has had a great tradition, trying to build that back again. But were you aware of that, you know, a lot when you went there, before you went there, just how many College World Series they won and the tradition they had?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I think when we first got there, you kind of had to learn the past. I think we had the most college World Series appearances and wins in baseball, college baseball history, so that was always fun. And I remember a funny story, too, when Rod Dado, before he passed away, he would always come to the field, you know, he'd call everybody Tiger, you know. Maybe he didn't know your name or, you know, whatever it was, but he'd call everybody Tiger. And as soon as he'd step on the field, you know, practice, scrimmage, whatever it was, it'd stop, and we'd go over and shake his hand and stuff, just out of respect. So, you know, that's kind of a cool thing that I remember.
Yeah, he was great. I actually had a chance to deal with him when I was finishing up school there, and Mark McGwire was there when I was there, and Randy Johnson. So, yeah, great tradition. Lucas, great talking to you, and good luck the rest of the season.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
That's Mets first baseman Lucas Duda. Coming up on Monday, we'll hear from Giants manager Bruce Bochy. For now, I'm Joe Castellano. Thanks for listening to Inside China Basin on thesportsvirus.com.